So, ladies and gentlemen, this lady I met at an event up in Chicago. This was my very first event up in Chicago. There was a simulcast that was on-site simulcast in Chicago, and we took two buses full of people there, and there was Maria, and I got to meet with her. And she was already a senior consultant at that time, going towards becoming an executive, and she already had multiple executives in her business. She has been like the queen of Chicago for many years. An entire line of business is under her that includes national consultants and executive consultants. And her and I, we became very good friends. And she has invited me, when I first became an executive consultant, she invited me to come up to Chicago to do a training for her and Sherelle Slaes. So our friendship has meant to us more than just Ambit, guys. And then she took me and showed me how she built an organization that had about 12,000 consultant customers in her business. And at that point, I wanted to be like Miss Maria Kosmowicz. So Maria Kosmowicz has been 14 years in Ambit Energy. When Ambit started up in Chicago, she started the whole business there, and the line just became so large. So Maria, I'm not going to go too much into detail because I have a lot of questions to ask you, but can you tell us a little bit about how you got started, what it was like for you at the beginning of Ambit in Chicago?
Thank you so much for a beautiful introduction. I feel like you over introduced me. I feel so special tonight, and thank you for reaching out to me and allowed me to have a privilege and honor to be on this call. And I hope everyone will find something for themselves to build a successful Ambit business. So we wouldn't know each other if not Ambit. So I'm so grateful to have friendship with you and have support always. You are always supporting me and my team. So I'm so thankful. Thank you so much. Well, 14 years ago, it's hard to believe it, how time passed by quickly. Before I will start it, let me congratulate everyone who is on this call. You guys do one thing which will help you to be successful, because one of those events like conference calls, it's like plugged in. You are, help yourself to understand and build your business. So even a Sunday evening, it's a summertime, you are here. So congratulations for you, each of you. So 14 years ago, I wasn't looking for anything. I was very busy. I was running a residential and commercial cleaning service. I was a real estate appraiser, and also I have a couple of rental properties, which all kept me so busy. But I was open-minded. Because of that, I got to go to the business presentation, which I found out about Ambit. They are talking about electricity and natural gas. And of course, there is no-brainer, because I saw many different kind of network marketing companies before, but they all had products to sell. And I am not that kind of person who are, who are asking for people to spend money on something. So when I found electricity, I said, this is it. I don't have to sell anything. Everyone has electricity and gas, and I can help them even save money on it. I'm in. So I started, and I was so grateful for doing that. Even I wasn't really looking for money at that time, and I didn't understand how much potential Ambit has, but I knew this is a great business. So that time, it was, every time is different, as we know. So 14 years ago, deregulation just started, and I didn't even have an idea what deregulation means. But little by little, I knew that deregulation, it opened the market and brings competition on the market, which is always good for customers, because we like to have an options, right? And we don't want to be stick to one and be pushed to stay with one company. That's what was all about deregulation. But the kind of obstacle was because nobody knew about deregulation, and thanks Ambit Energy for giving us a chance to be to use relationships which we already had, friends and family, acquaintances, and I was just explaining them what deregulation means, and by that, they trusted me and they become a customer. So today, compared to that time, it's much easier because everyone knows about deregulation. Everyone knows there's a competition on the market. And of course, either they already choose someone or they can choose right now. And that time, We didn't have that much support from Ambit. It was just a beginning. So yes, it was a good time because it was a beginning, but we didn't have as many trainings and conference calls and Zooms like we have right now, but we have excitement like you guys have today. We have hope and excitement, and we stick to the plan, and we went through this everything every day, and we make it happen. So every time is good. Depends what you're looking for. So I believe today is also a great time to start Ambit business. Mira?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I know that, you know, you saw Ambit right at the beginning. I mean, what are the changes that you saw that happened after you started? I mean, you know, you were successful in your previous profession. You were a nurse in Poland. And was this strange to you? Was it new to you at that time, just getting into network marketing and switching professions like that?
This is unbelievable opportunity with working with network marketing businesses like Ambit, especially Ambit, because we don't have any product. You know, when you own your own business, you are actually by yourself. You know, everything is on your shoulder. And when you get started, you have to learn how to organize, how to prepare yourself, you know, marketing, finances, everything. And if you want to know more how to do it, you have to pay for it, right? With Ambit, you have all the helps what you need for free. You build the friendship. You have support from Upline, I mean Crossline, Sponsor, all Ambit corporate. They are all here to help you. So this is one thing which is really unique in on the market, because you're not getting that kind of support nowhere else, just on that kind of profession. This is number one. Number two, I will call leverage. You know, when you do the business, you are depend of, you know, the market, the customers, and the employees. And you are basically responsible for everything. With Ambit, leverage is incredible asset, because you just help few people. You teach them how to duplicate, and they do duplication. There is nothing else like that. You can get paid, like I am getting paid today, for what I started 14 years ago. So you're not going to find anything like leverage except network marketing businesses, and that's what I love a lot. That is a huge difference between traditional businesses. And, you know, friendships and leadership, what you learn from Ambit, and it's incredible. I am so grateful for having the chance to be part of Ambit and get all of those assets which brings Ambit brought to me.
That's true, man. That is true. It is a departure from a traditional business, and it was hard for me to accept it too also, but, you know, I had to learn a lot. So thanks to Maria. I mean, you know, we saw this business at an early stage, how she developed leadership in her business there. So Maria, would you mind telling a little bit about, you know, you had a lot of leaders. When I came to see you in Chicago, you know, you used to take me around, introduce me to some of your leaders there. You have executives and nationals in your business. How did you recognize that building leadership was the key to this business? You know, who taught you that?
You know what? I believe the leadership is the most important thing in this business. Let me go back to the beginning when I first heard the word leadership. For me, it seems like it's not for me. I am just someone. Leadership for me was like, is this only for, you know, president or CEO, that's, you know, whoever high, you know, guys and girls are on the top, not for random people like me. I was so wrong, and because of Ambit, I learned that actually leadership is for everybody, because we all are leaders. We might not even know, because leadership is nothing more and less than influence. And we all have influence, right? People around us, we influence each other. So the question is, are we a good leaders, or we are not as so good leaders as we want to be, or we don't even know we are not that good leaders. So if we grow and we become a better people, we will have much more better influence to others. And that it's all about, you know, help other people, especially Ambit. It's all about other people. Right? It's not about electricity and gas. It's about helping other people. So the leadership is super important. It's not about me to be a manager, because manager just, you know, to tell you what you need to do. But what I've heard, you know, what I learned, the leadership is something much bigger, because the leader, the good leader, untap people potential. So to see what someone has it, and most of us don't even know we have some gifts, we have some talents, because we don't see each other. But the good leader untap their potential, help them to grow and use those potential to build their business. This is really important, because that's all about to build ambit business, to create and help other people to become leader. And I will say, before you will become a leader, you need to be a follower. If you not follow other leaders, you're not humble enough to learn, you're never going to be a good leader. So it is required, you know, to be humble, to learn from other people. That's why when we got started with Ambit, we had people, we can choose whoever we want to be as our leader. Doesn't have to be a sponsor, because everyone is open. Like, look at you. We are not financially connected, but we are helping each other. That's all about it. Just to make a difference, just to help someone to be successful. It is an unbelievable satisfaction in your life when you do so. And I will have no idea about leadership and skills and building that and what is all about it if not Ambit. So I am super excited and grateful that I get to know and learn, and I'm probably going to learn about this much more. So it is incredible opportunity to learn about that.
Yes, ma'am. Very, very much so.
Do you agree?
Yes, absolutely, ma'am. Absolutely. Because, you know, I did not. I came from a traditional business background, so I did not understand that, you know, how to motivate people. I mean, we were in a traditional business, we get motivated by the money that we're getting paid. Here, it's way more than the money. We have to have a reason, a why, and developing leaders is the most important thing, just like you said, ma'am. So let me ask you this about some challenges that you faced in building, you know, this successful business. Would you tell us a little few challenges that you had to overcome?
Absolutely. I believe everyone has some challenges, right? That's all about life, is about challenges. one of those challenges was my English. As you hear, I still have an accent, right? But actually, I when I started, I wasn't sure how am I going to build this business, you know, not on the, you know, again, around the Polish community, but, you know, Americans and different cultures. But someone, I never forget, someone said, this is your asset, because, you know, to understand you, we need to pay attention. I said, wow, that's awesome, because we need attention, right? So depends if you're looking for, opportunities or problems, and every problem or situation or challenges, it brings you to opportunity. Not only that, if we are in a comfort zone, we couldn't grow. We have to get out of comfort zone to grow. So any challenge you face it, you either stop and do nothing, or you overcome the challenge. You can learn from it. You can achieve much more, because you just face and go through this challenge. And with support, which we have with Ambit, it is always good, because all life, it's never comfortable. It always brings challenges like Ambit. So I will say that was one of those. The other thing was like, I didn't feel powerful enough to go to a different community. Because on the beginning, I didn't really understand the power of Ambit, you know, the potential which Ambit has. So after a while, because I was really plugged into Ambit, and I meet a lot of different leaders and people around different professions, which I will never have access to them. You know, I didn't consider myself on the same level like lawyers, doctors, and because of Ambit, we all were partners, and then I learned from them there is nothing wrong. You can reach out to everybody. If you believe you have something valuable in your hands, you can reach out and present it with your passion. You can present it to everybody, regardless of their position or culture or their situation. And that helps me as well to grow. So I don't know if you have something like that, but that helps me to grow myself. So that is incredible.
Absolutely. Yeah. So when you were finding leaders in the beginning, I mean, how did you find them? What were your criteria looking for the people to develop the downline? Because your downline is something extremely enviable. I mean, most people cannot imagine having such a huge downline with such number of powerful leaders in them. So when were
I didn't know in the beginning. It was like, it was so much excitement. It was so much growth, and we were all just doing stuff. But over time, I saw it. I couldn't do myself. I couldn't do myself because, I have three other businesses and my time is limited. So I was looking for someone who will do what I do, right? So at first, I was looking for people who are always there, people who are serious, people who are on the meetings, who are plugged in for conferences, they were going for ambition, simulcast, whatever was there. I saw them. They want to have success, and they want to do the right way, because that's it's all about doing the right way. So, and then if they called me and they have questions, then I see they want to learn, because if you want to be a leader, you have to be a follower. To be a follower, you have to have questions, right? You have to be plugged in. You have to be close to someone who knows more than you do. So be coachable, be teachable. Those are people who I was looking on the beginning, who wants to have it done. Because if they are not really humble to learn, you couldn't help, right? Maybe in the future, I don't, cut them off at all. But, whenever someone is ready and they want to learn, I am open and I want to help. But especially those who want to make it happen now, I am for them, and I try to help them as much as I can to be independent. That was some criteria which I was looking for, who might be a leader. I would say blessed because a lot of leaders came up without my effort. There was so much growth and they just came and they were plugged in by themselves, because there was so many of us on the beginning. And I have leaders in my organization, which I personally didn't spend much time, because they were plugged into Envid system and other leaders, and they become executives and national. So I am really blessed for that. But I'm still learning, and I'm still trying to help everybody who is looking for help. And that is what I try to do.
That's true, ma'am. That is true. I mean, I've learned from your leaders. I mean, I know that you have, I think, Robert and Richard in your business, and several others that have come in that line who taught
me. They are those who are born leaders. I would say for me, they might not be born leaders, but they were very open. They were learning everywhere, not exactly from me, and they were in my organization. So thank them for being in my organization.
Yeah. No, that definitely is true, ma'am, because, when I went to Power Trip and I found out how large your organization is and how many of your leaders were actually training in the Power Trip there, because it was so new to me. I had to learn and soak in everything. So let me ask you another thing. If you were to start today and you were coaching me one-on-one, what would you tell me to get started? I mean, if I was brand new and you just recruited me, what would you tell me to get me started now?
Oh, you know what? This is a great question. Thank you for asking me, because this is really beginning and very important. I will compare to, you might laugh, to the newborn baby. your new consultant is a new baby in an ambit, you're not going to leave them alone, right? You couldn't leave them alone. So I want to spend, you know, time, like an hour or 2 hours, one-on-one with a new person and ask questions about, you know, who you are, what you're doing, what is your goal, what is your dream, and get to the point to get to know you better, right? Because if I know you better, I can meet you better, right? And then I want to be sure everyone understands, if you are coachable or teachable and you want to be successful, I am asking everyone, would you let me help you out? Would you let me coach you or teach you? Because I have 14 years experience, right? So you might be much better knowledgeable in your profession, but when you never did ambit, I probably know more than you do. Would you let me help you out? If you do, let's do it together, because, you know, this is all about to helping others, right? When someone new has support, and support is crucial. Without support, it's hard to build a business. We know, everyone, on the beginning, we don't know what we're doing, how we're doing. So spending time, not only one time, make a plan, make the, you know, vision board, and make an appointment for another phone calls, and show them how to do it, and, you know, do it with them, with the new people. It's really important, because what you planted in, what you teach them, they will repeat it. And if you're not doing that, they're not going to do it again. Duplication is the key, because that's all about with network marketing businesses. So yes, it's time consumer, but it has to be done. That's what I will say. I am with you. I am going to grab your hand, and we're going to make it together, right? And we're making plan, and that's what we're going to do with Envy. As long as you need me, I am for you, right? You do your part, I do my part, and let's make it happen, right? That's what I believe. What do you think?
I think that would be good. That would fire me up, and because, you know, when you have the support of someone like you, who's been in business long enough that, you know the pitfalls, you know the reasons why I should do certain things. That surrender is hard for most people coming into the business. They don't want to listen properly, but we kind of have to let go of our own ego and surrender to our mentor, surrender to someone else teaching us. And Ambit provides the right vehicle. And I would be honored to be recruited by someone who was in the business 14 years. So, yeah, Maria, I mean, you're absolutely right, man. You're absolutely right. So let me ask you another thing. I mean, I know that we have a few things that we were going to go over, but if you knew at a certain point that I don't need the wind beneath my wings anymore, or you don't have to help me by holding my hand, when do you know that I'm mature enough to do my own business? When do you know to let go of that leader or budding leader?
Yes, this is a great question. I always compare this for, raising the kids. You know, I am a mother, single mother, and, when you let the child do something which is, the child can do it. Same with Ambit. You know, little by little, you see how this baby is growing, how it's taking over. Let's see, we were making together the phone calls, right? And I did two phone calls, and you did another one by yourself, and you did great job. And then next time you did two, I did one. And just little by little, I see you are growing. And at the same time, you show up yourself. You show up yourself on conference calls. You go for ambition, simulcast, all of the events, which if you can, of course, you can be there. You want to learn, right? You're doing your part. So eventually when I see and I ask you to do this or that and help you to do it, and you are doing, let's see, you organize a meeting at home, and I came and you took part of the presentation. I did the rest of it. And little by little, I see you are independent and you have more questions. We're still connected. We're still helping. I mean, we're still together whenever you need me for advice, but it is not overnight. It is process. Some people are, they have more experiences. They have more skills already built, so they might become independent sooner. But that doesn't mean we are not helping them if they need us, right? So when I see you, you know, over time, depends how quick you are learning and how quick you are taking over the job I am doing with you, I can say, you know, you can organize by yourself. And of course, you have team already, so you have my support, but you're doing well. We need to overwatch people to see they are doing the right way, and also be for them to support them and encourage them to do, you know, what they are capable to do it. So that's what I see. That's what I see. And so far it worked.
Exactly. So we'll switch gears a little bit, Maria, and let's talk about what Ambit has done for you. In the 14 years, I know you've not only made a lot of money, but your lifestyle has changed because of that. You were able to, you know, retire or leave other jobs or other things and pursue Ambit almost full time. Tell us a little bit, you know, not only just monetarily, what did it do for you as, you know, as something that switched you from traditional 9-to-5 job to doing this? You know, what were the benefits?
Thank you so much for this question. Ambit did a lot for me, not only financially, as you know, because the residual income, which is coming every month, regardless of any situation in the world, we know it, you know, lockdown and COVID and whatever was it and is, I'm still getting residual income. I'm still having free energy. Oh my gosh, this is unbelievable. But the biggest asset, success I will call, it's the leadership skills. People I met, friendship I built through Ambit. It is I will never have a chance to know so many people, learn from them, and have a good relationship. But I will say the biggest over everything, you know, having, you know, successful people in your organization and promotions, but the biggest asset is I become a Christian because of Ambit. My customer, Ambit customer, introduced me to Christianity, and that changed my life completely, and I am so thankful to God to presented Ambit to me and putting in front of me, because my whole life is different, not only financially, and as I mentioned, friendship and Ambit family and leadership, but my faith is completely different, and that couldn't be compared to anything, and I am so, so thankful. And I hope everyone will get as much as they ask and dream about it from Ambit, because it's available. It's Ambit, I always repeat, Ambit is much, much bigger than just money. It's much bigger. So it is a lifetime opportunity, and everyone who is open and willing to be plugged in can get so much. And I am so blessed to have this chance and have this opportunity with me. So I'm grateful.
Amen. Amen. I mean, you brought Amen. Tears to my eyes.
Thank you.
This is amazing.
You know,
this
it's so wonderful. Much to say. It's so it much is, to say is. About this. And
no,
maybe maybe some of you know Dr. John Maxwell, but he was a speaker many times at Ambition. He is a coach and speaker, and he is incredible. And actually, he was the one who encouraged our senior pastor at the church to start the Global Leadership Summit, which I have a chance to be every year. And this is not only for church people, for all over whoever wants to learn more about leadership. And I have a chance to meet John Maxwell at a church at Global Leadership Summit. I was privileged to go to Germany for this event. And learning from leaders around the globe, I feel like, you know, it is incredible opportunity. I'm pretty sure if I wouldn't join Ambit, I will never have a chance to meet and learn about leadership and influence and other people, and we are just better people, because they always repeat, if the leaders get better, everyone's getting better. So just that's what I am saying. Ambit is, it's all about other people. It's not about us. Our success is byproduct, other people's success. That's why we need to help people. And, you know, as we know, leadership started with fellowship. So if we have followers, nobody will follow us if we don't love people. We need to love people. We need to be open, help them honestly, authentically, and be with them whenever they need. And always good will come out of it if we are loving people and help them. I am not talking about those who are just want to suck out everything from us, but someone is still, I believe it still, can help have influence on them, because things rub off. So whatever we are giving and presenting, we might not even know, but in the future might change this person's life. So just to be a good leader, a good person, loving others, it will help not only ourselves, but the business as well. And we, by product doing so, we will have success and financial success with Ambit as well. But, you know, success is not always about success. It's next step is significance, which is other people's success, which that's what we are looking for. And just help them. Like, you know, I have national consultant in my team, and I am happy for it. I am not national consultant, but I am happy to have national consultant in my team. He deserves it well. Robert is, you know, great leader, and, you know, it's not about me. It's just about people who are having success, and they fulfill their dreams. So that's it all about. So I'm so grateful.
No, that is very, very important for people. And you know, you answered basically my next question, was that what was the point where you figured out that leadership could develop all these other leaders under you too, also, because you had to recognize at some point that these leaders needed a direction, because a leadership is just like being a magnet, like Maxwell talks about, and the other leaders align with you, you know, like a magnet aligns iron filings. I think, and you have done that extremely well, ma'am. You have huge followership, and I follow you too also. So let me ask you another quick question. We have a lady that is not in your business, but you've helped her hugely, and she owes you a tremendous amount of gratitude. And you know who I'm talking about. And then this lady is an executive consultant, and she has been the light of Chicago for the last couple of years. She has been able to move many, many people into the organization, to Ambit. And to me, she has kept the energy or the beacon of light in Ambit lit in Chicago. So would you mind giving a few words of, you know, to us about this lady who's a friend of yours, a friend of mine, and she's a choice for our Ambit Choice Award. So I want people to understand who she is, and coming from you, I think it would mean a lot.
Absolutely. Of course, we are talking about Sylvia Makoski. Sylvia, we probably wouldn't know each other as well, but through meetings and ambition and all of those connections through Ambit, we get to know each other very well. We are friends, good friends together right now. And basically, as you mentioned, she's not in my downline, too bad, actually, but I am so happy for her. And we are talking every day, because even you are executive, that doesn't mean you don't have to have anybody by your side. We all need someone by our side to discuss, to you know, to help each other, to be accountable to each other. And Sylvia is a role model for me. Sylvia doesn't have an easy life. She's a single mother. She has really a lot of on her shoulder. Mother, which is, you know, disabled, her brother is sick, she has a teenager, you know, teenager is not easy to raise by one person, which is a mother, and all financial obligation is on her shoulder. And that's her strong why, and we didn't talk about why, but, you know, to to not quit, because, you know, we all have obstacles and challenges. It's easy to quit with envy, you know, easy, it's cheap to come, cheap to get out. So people can quit envy, right, because of, you know, any challenges. But when you have strong why, like Sylvia, she couldn't quit. She had to have, you know, payments, and she covered the payment. She had to have food on the table and support the family. So Sylvia is building regardless, you know, COVID, the lockdown. Sylvia's building. She's helping. She's organizing meetings here and there. She's always on the call. And I don't know anybody else who deserves as much as Sylvia because of her for this award. And if you didn't, you know, vote for her yet, please do it. Go to PowerZone and choose Sylvia Makoska for Ambit Choice Award. She absolutely deserves it, and we're gonna all celebrate at Ambition. Woo! And Sylvia deserves it most anybody else, as long as I know. And because of her effort and her hard work, we have the privilege to have corporate couple of times in Illinois. They came, they organized a power rally, they organized meetings, mostly because of her efforts. So we should be grateful and thankful for her. If you will see her, give her a hug and tell her thank you. And she deserves it. So I'm pretty sure she's going to win this award. And we all going to celebrate at Ambition, right?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'm imploring you guys, as you know, you'll have an opportunity to go in and vote. It's open to all. Any consultant can actually go in and just go to events.ambitenergy.com/vote/vote. I'm posting the link right now with a picture of Sylvia. She's a gorgeous lady. You'll see her picture right there on the top. When you go into Ambit Rainmakers, the Ambit Rainmakers is my organizer, my group there. You can make yourself, it's an open group. So you can go in there, and there's a ton of resources there. And then also I'll be posting on the Rainmakers Academy page too. So I'll post in several other pages there where you can vote directly for Sylvia. There are many, many candidates that desire and are deserving of the vote. But I feel Sylvia is a perfect choice for all of us. And Maria and I agree on that. So, you know, Jeff Rollins suggested that to us, that, you know, we should make Sylvia the person who should get the vote for us, and I think you will agree with me why she's so deserving. So thank you very much, Maria. I appreciate it very much for that thing. But I want to ask you one small question before I let you go. You're taking a lot of people to Ambition. Your group and Sylvia's group are taking a lot of people. I think about 30 people from Chicago are going to Ambition. They are, you know, putting together the finances, the hotel, all of that stuff there. So what do you know that everybody should know? Like, why are your people following you to Ambition? And why is it important for anybody who's listening to the call, if they're still undecided, why is it necessary for them to get down to Ambition this year?
Well, you know what? I don't know if it's going to be a good example for that, why it's super important. I will compare this for, if you're serious, let's say you are getting married and you are not at your wedding. You are not present. Is that serious? You know, Ambition is no excuse event unless you have life situation. Ambition is must be if you are serious about your business. And Ambition is all about, you know, be together, know each other better, get to know corporate, have so much fun. Get, you know, to see awards, maybe achieve awards, so many knowledge. And this is my 15 Ambition. I didn't miss even one. I wouldn't miss my wedding. So that's how important for me is. And I if you didn't decide it yet, you know, this year Ambit is really generous, and they give us breakfast and lunch and food, so we don't have to spend any money for that stuff. and we can get a couple of people in a room together, so it's much cheaper. And airfares are not that expensive. I am surprised, because in a couple of months before, when I checked the rates, it was pretty expensive, but not anymore. So it is a way, and you will never regret you come. And please give yourself permission to come and enjoy, you know, the time together. And not only that, but it's proven whoever come for ambition, those people are much more successful and they are making much more money than those who didn't come. So I hope you see everybody at Ambition who are in this call, maybe not even in this call. And I am excited to be there and see everyone, hug you, and enjoy the ride with Ambit and be successful with Ambit. So see you there then.
Fantastic.
Are you gonna be there, Mir? I'm pretty
yes,
sure
ma'am.
You will
be
there.
To be there. Of course, yes, yes. yes, ma'am. God
willing.
What
a question, right?
I want to see all of you guys, every one of you guys. If you're, like I said, I mean, I have never heard that before. I've heard ambition to be regarded like a Super Bowl, but this is, it's like, why aren't you going to be at your own wedding? That's right. It's so powerful. Sylvia, this is why we needed you on this call tonight. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open the call up right now for you guys to thank Sylvia. You know, she's given us her Sunday night, and she has given us a lot of knowledge, guys. If you didn't understand what she meant by, you know, getting the leaders involved, then talk to her. If you get a chance to sometime talk to Maria, you'll understand the depth of leadership that this lady possesses. And if you have an opportunity to learn from her, guys, I don't know. I mean, this helped me a huge amount. I was not even a senior consultant when I met her. I think I was barely a regional consultant when I met Sylvia. Maria and Schiff for the first time in Chicago. But we developed a great relationship. There's a great mentorship there too also. And I was there when she became an executive consultant. So I remember that we were in Columbus, Ohio together when we got to celebrate that. So Maria, thank you again for, you know, a great evening, great call there. Any last words before I open the lines up?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. And I want to thank you, Mir, for your leadership, for your friendship, for everything what you do. And believe me, I am learning from you a lot, and I am learning from actually everybody, because if we are humble enough, we can always learn from someone, because everyone has some life experience, right? And we just need to be open and listen. More listen than talk. Today I am talking too much, but that's what it is about this call. But anyway, guys, I will say, don't ever quit Ambit. If you decided to be part of Ambit, have a strong why, and I promise you will have challenges, like life challenges, we all have it. But be together with us, keep our hands together, and have support, you will achieve your goals. Not over time, not overnight, over time, and never, never quit, because this is unbelievable opportunity. And, you know, when else will have electricity and gas deregulated? Just stay tuned, and, you know, don't be plugged in and wait until everything will be stabilized, because I believe, you know, this is crazy time, but it's going to be stabilized, and I believe there will be reborn the new wave of Ambit success, and you are in the right spot. Especially when you go to Ambition, you will see what I am saying, because that's what I am expecting to hear from corporate. So good luck. See you at Ambition, and thank you so much for your time. Thank you. Good night.